USA News, I'm Lance Pry. There may be some heavy traffic in Washington, D.C. today as presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to make his court appearance. The Secret Service released a statement saying it was working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. Trump is scheduled to appear at the courthouse at 4 p.m. Eastern. 50-year-old Robert Bowers, the gunman who was found guilty of killing 11 people and injuring six others during a mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue back in 2018, will be sentenced to death. The Tree of Life synagogue shooting was the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. The shooter will soon be sentenced from a judge based on the jury's recommendation that was handed down yesterday. The death sentence recommendation came from the same jury that found Bowers guilty in June on 63 criminal counts. There's new hope that the U.S. may soon get some information about a Texas soldier who was captured when he crossed into North Korea. The State Department has reached out to the reclusive nation for an update. For the first time, North Korea has responded, but they did not give an update. There's fear that Private Travis King is being tortured. He was in the process of being shipped back to El Paso's Fort Bliss when he slipped away from the airport and made a dash across the northern border.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Lollapalooza kicks off today at Chicago's Grant Park. The annual music festival runs through Sunday. More than 170 performances on 9 stages. Tonight's headliner is Billie Eilish. Other headliners this week include the 1975, Odessa, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Lana Del Rey. Today is National Watermelon Day, and Harry Styles says it best. It's a watermelon sugar high. USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
President Biden is pointing fingers for the recent U.S. credit rating downgrade. The White House is blaming former President Trump and GOP officials of cheerleading default and undermining governance and democracy. Republicans say Biden's extreme and extensive progressive policies have led to the downgrade. The microphone that rapper Cardi B threw at a fan in Las Vegas, Nevada, can be yours for a price.
The microphone Cardi B threw at a fan during a Las Vegas show is now up for auction. Cardi B reacted to liquid thrown at her by throwing the microphone at a person in the audience. Scott Fisher, whose production company provided the mic, said the auction proceeds are going to 2 charities. The mic's retail value is around $1,000, but it's listed on eBay for over $90,000. The incident led to Cardi B being a battery suspect, as a woman who was hit by the mic reported the event to Las Vegas police. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The makers of weight loss drug Ozempic and Mounjaro are being sued for allegedly failing to warn patients about the risk of severe gastrointestinal problems. A Louisiana woman filed a lawsuit against Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly yesterday. The lawsuit says she took Ozempic for more than a year before trying Mounjaro and ended up with vomiting, stomach pain, loss of teeth, and hospitalization. Lance Pry, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.